As lawmakers in Juneau consider changes to the state's oil tax credit system, they're facing stiff opposition from oil companies. Several industry representatives testified before lawmakers this week. They're calling the changes proposed in House Bill 111 a tax increase, and they say it could affect their investment decisions, telling lawmakers that proposing this bill when oil prices are low is akin to kicking them when they're down.
9 of the 11 policy sections of the bill would increase cost and or taxes on the industry at a time when oil prices are still in this lower for longer range. In fact, some companies are even still losing money in Alaska today.
That's Kara Moriarty, president and CEO of the Alaska Oil and Gas Association. The bill contains several provisions lawmakers considered during last year's oil tax credit debate. It scales back North Slope credits and raises the state's 4% minimum tax. It also cuts credits companies can take when they're operating at a loss from 35% to 15% and kicks companies off the tax credit program if they're producing more than 15,000 barrels of oil per day. Smaller companies like Great Bear Petroleum say the net operating loss credits are there to level the playing field between new entrants into the industry and legacy producers. The House Resource Committee has scheduled public testimony on the bill for March 1st.